pray that you'll inspire us by your Spirit as we look into what you're saying to us today. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I wonder if I asked you what was your favourite verse of scripture, or perhaps the most well-known one, I wonder what you would say. I wonder if you ever had to memorise verses of scripture as a child, or, you know, later on as a teenager for confirmation. I don't know. I wonder if anybody can relate to that. I know St. Mark's are memorising verses at the moment, which is good. Many of you will know, if you've heard me preach, that my favourite book in the Bible is Isaiah, so I can tell you lots of those verses, and probably because I love it because it's full of prophecies about Jesus, but also it's on different levels. It's for the context then, but also for the church today. You can read it on that level. And of course we see here Jesus quoting Isaiah when he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to bring good news, to preach good news to the poor." And that's a great verse of scripture for any preacher who wants to do the same and live their lives the same. And it's a real challenge for me, I have to say, with these two passages of scripture, to actually preach on the first one, which is the Corinthians one, because I'm naturally drawn to the Isaiah quote, which Jesus quotes. But actually, as I was praying this week, I believe that God wants us to look particularly at 1 Corinthians 12 and to think about the identity, our identity as a church. What does it mean to be church? What does that look like? What is a healthy church? And I feel like these words, the ones that Bishop Ruth preached on my licensing here, I feel like they're so significant for church internationally, globally, but also for us here today as we think about what does it mean to be part of St. Martin's, to be part of World Parish, and to be part of the church in the UK. Well, I think there's three things, and there's loads of things here, but there's three things I particularly feel like God wants us to focus on today. So, firstly, that the church is one. There's this unity. There has to be a unity about the church. Secondly, that the church is gifted. Whether we like it or not, whether we're using them or not, we are given gifts. And we are all meant to use our gifts. And then thirdly, that as a church, we are the body of Christ. I wonder which one of those is most challenging for you. Well, let's think about each one of them. Firstly, as members of the church throughout the world, we are one. We're called to be one, and this is who we are. This is our identity. And then later on, we're going to say the creed, and the creed says, which is all from Scripture, the creed says, "I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church." The oneness is absolutely key. And sometimes the word Catholic is misunderstood. There it's got a small C, and it's talking about the universal church, the apostolic church, following through from Jesus and holding on to those words and living his calling. The one, holy, Catholic, apostolic church. We say it every week. We are one. This is what I believe. But what does it mean? Well, 1 Corinthians 12 following, that's the passage that we're looking at, is all about the church being one. It's not saying that we are all the same. God forbid, we are all really different. And, you know, as you get to know one another, you'll know that. I think the Apostle Paul is saying we're all unique. We're actually all very different. We have different gifts, different personalities, different preferences, things which make us who we are. We're not meant to be all the same. You know, I love the imagery in this passage of the body parts that helps us understand that. You know, we're not all a foot, we're not all an eye. And being part, being a different part, body part, from the one, actually, it may be the one who drives you nuts, it may be the one you're closest to, Do you know, that's the way God made us, unique but different. He formed us together in our mother's womb, Psalm 139. If you've never read that, read it. Or if you haven't read it for a while, it's really helpful as we think about how God made us. It's not one size fits all. Have you ever bought a jumper or a top or a pair of tights that are one size? Have you ever done that? And you're like, what? And we look around, we are not all one size. But of course, it doesn't fit. It's either too big or too small. And forgive me if I use the analogy of football twice today, but think of a football team. You know, if all the players were goalies, there would be no goals scored. There'd be no strikers. But then if all, they were all strikers, you know, and no defenders. You know, there wouldn't be any defenders to stop goals going in. You know, there needs to be balance. Balance for us as the body of Christ. That's how it is in the church. We're all different, but we're all called to be together. And that is a challenge. But that's our calling. We're called to be one. Connected, loving one another, forgiving one another, and being a people of grace. When one person grieves, we all grieve. When one person suffers, we all suffer. When one celebrates, we all stand with them in their joy. Jesus talks about a divided kingdom, and he says if a kingdom is divided, then it cannot stand, it will fall. So we need to be united. It's the same for the church. Together with all our quirkiness, we support and we love one another and we work hard to get it right. And we're stronger for that. As we experience God's grace in our lives, we show it to one another. So firstly then, we need to be one. Secondly, as a church, the Apostle Paul says, we are gifted. And how often when I talk to people in church, do they say to me, oh, I haven't got any gifts? And they kind of bow their head. And I'm like, yes, you have. Yes, you do, actually. But sometimes we don't feel very gifted. And sometimes that's because, you know, other people might not appreciate us. And we're in danger of feeling sometimes we don't have a place or a role, or we're not valued. But you know what? Everyone has a gift and a calling. First of all, we're called to love God. And secondly, to love one another. We have to work out the detail and what that's going to look like, how we're going to love each other. You know, what we are called to do. What are we called to do as part of the church? And many of you work really hard and are part of Rotors. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for working really hard. Some of you are not on Rotors and kind of shy away from them. And I understand that as well. But there are things that you can do to make the church what it is today, to make it stronger. And of course, everybody, if you feel like that you can't do practical things, then do you know what? Everybody can pray. That's a really important calling for each of us. And we're going to be thinking more about that in Lent this year. But do you know what everybody can do? Everybody can build up and speak words which help build up the church and not tear it down. Many of you can do things to help which you're not, maybe you haven't thought of. And there will often be things in the notice sheet that say, please, can anybody help with this? And, you know, but the problem is when it's just a few doing, people doing all of the things, they get worn out and then, you know, and then they no longer want to do it. I think this is my second, apologies, football image, because sometimes the church is a bit like a football game where 22 people are running around desperately, desperately needing a rest, particularly in the 89th minute. And then thousands of people are actually sitting, watching, and desperately needing some exercise. You know, that's how it is on a football pitch. And we're in danger of it being like that in church, of being observers. But that's not what we're called to be. Church is about all of us joining in and being a part of it and knowing who we are here. And there'll be seasons when we can do things and seasons where we need to step back. You know, if there is something you feel, oh, I'd really like to do that, I'd love to have a go at that, I'd love, then, you know, tell us. You know, talk to me, talk to somebody, talk to Paul. And you know, there are lots of things, opportunities of things coming up. So, a new thing that has gone out this week, if you look at Facebook, you'll have seen it, on the website, is the Easter experience. And some of you will know that we've had so many children through the church over Christmas, and so many adults, so many people. And it's like, oh, we've got to wait another year before they connect with church. Actually, no, we're going to do something at Easter. Don't panic. But it's just this wonderful opportunity for schools to bring classes in, and we're going to have a walk around the church for children to experience the Easter story. But we do need some help. Okay, so we need some people to volunteer. So one of the things we're going to do is we're going to give every child, for the classes that want this, we're going to give every child a squash and a biscuit before they go home, and they absolutely love that. So, you know, I need somebody to serve squash and biscuits. I need, it'd be great if some people donated some packets of biscuits for Easter experience. There'll be a list and a notice next week, you know, and there'll be a list at the back as well as to how you could help. But think about that. But please, everybody pray. And we'll build on what the children have been hearing, and families. It's amazing what they take home and talk about. So what can we do? We are all gifted. Lastly, thirdly, as a church, we are the body of Christ. Thinking about our identity, who we are the body of Christ. And I think out of these three things, that is the one that gives me the goosebumps. Because I think, oh my word, I am the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. What does that mean even? How can we be Jesus? How can we be his hands and his feet? And that's not for the vicar. That's for all of us. You know, we're baptized into Christ, and he lives in us by his Spirit, and we are his body. And it feels like when you think about that, and I encourage you to think about that today and this week, and as you take communion, it feels like it's this huge responsibility. But also, it's this huge blessing. What a blessing to be the body of Christ. So we're encouraged on the one hand, and, you know, we are told not to grieve the Spirit of Jesus. Don't grieve the Spirit. Don't grieve him by what we say or do, on the other hand. But we are empowered. That lovely song, I'm building a people of power. I'm making a people of praise. There is power in praise. Some of you might be feeling a little discouraged or a little bit disempowered. But I want to finish by reading a psalm that I read this week. And it's from Psalm 18. And, you know, whatever your challenge is today, whatever God is challenging you with, I want to encourage you with these words. Psalm 18:28-29. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Isn't that brilliant? So whatever your challenge is at the moment, remember you are the body of Christ. Remember that you are called to be part of the body here and the broader body of Christ. Remember you are gifted. You have been called, and that you are gifted, and you're the body of Christ. Let's have a moment of quiet as we reflect on what that means for us.